The journey starts here.
This is The Kevin Clark Show.
It's time for a change.
Change your mind, change your life.
We'll change forever.
This is The Kevin Clark Show. This is The Kevin Clark Show. This is The Kevin Clark Show. Change your mind, change your life. Welcome to The Kevin Clark Show. It's a privilege and an honour to be serving you at such a time as this. And yes, we're in the UK and I'm inside of Nottingham, sitting down in a lovely coffee shop. And I'm inside the moment, maximising the moment. And it couldn't be better. The company couldn't be better. I am actually with a UK trailblazer. Okay. She is doing some awesome things. And she's so humble at the same time. Now, it's not by happenstance that this is happening, because I know that great things are to come. And for those that need improvement in their life, in every aspect, from a physical, mental, spiritual standpoint, you'll be pleased to know that we have a vessel here that can impart in you and leave you completely transformed for the good, better and best. She is so natural at what she does, which I think, in my opinion, makes a huge difference. And she's the type of person that you would like to be connected to around at all times. She's the kind of person that you hunt for in regards to getting the latest information that is crucial, whether it be through the realms of social media, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, TV, whatever the realm is, radio. This is the type of person that you need to be channeling into at all times. The type of person that needs to be in your household, the type of person that needs to be in your collection of audios and CDs and your book collection. If you've not had any products from her, or if you've not heard about her, then you're in for a huge treat, because you'll be able to get your hands on the information products as well as other products for the natural body. So we're talking big things right about now, and she is going to bless us. She's going to grace us, yeah? She's going to grace the whole of humanity. And it's just, I'm at her feet at this moment, capturing these pearls of wisdom that are going to come from this lady's mouth. So it brings me great pleasure to introduce to you Vanessa Augustus. Vanessa, it's a privilege and an honour to be with you on this show. Thank you for choosing to come out and sharing. What can I say? Thank you very much. Please introduce yourself and share.
Thank you
so much. I'm excited.
Thank you so much, Kevin. You know, the way how you make an introduction for your guests is so warm, and it's an honour.
Thank you.
For me to be in your presence.
Thank you very much. That means a lot, Vanessa. So, yeah, I know you've got loads of things to share with us, but what is it you would like to kind of like touch base on today? What's on your heart? What's the most important thing? I think that's a great place to start. The most important thing that you want people to know in this moment of time right now.
Most important thing for people to know. Wow, that's a question, Kevin. Okay, I'll put it out there. I think right now I want you to think about your breakfast.
Ah,
what you've had for breakfast.
Breakfast, people. Come on, we can relate to that, can't we? Because some of us has breakfast and some of us don't, but we know that breakfast is one of them things.
Exactly. So, just to put that out there, I mean, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, you most certainly can.
What did you have for breakfast today?
This morning, I woke up and I had some tea. I usually start by having some water. In fact, I woke up well early in the morning, about 2 o'clock, and I had 2 glasses of water and I went back to sleep. Then I woke up and I had some green tea. So that's how I started this morning.
Okay. And another question is, do you think that the green tea gave your body everything it needs to get you through the day?
I don't think so.
Okay. So that's one of the most important questions on my mind at the moment.
Okay. Awesome. So for the person that's answered that question or hasn't answered that question, what's a good way to go about fulfilling that breakfast need?
Well, having breakfast is always going to help.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously I speak to a lot of people that have started their day without anything in their system.
Yeah.
Which isn't a great way to start your day.
Yeah.
For people that have actually had breakfast, then you're looking for a balance. If you can tick a box in your mind, which is said, I've had something that's given me complex carbohydrates, protein, it's given me fiber, it's given me vitamins, and it's hydrated me, then you're on the right track.
Did you hear that? Very important. Make sure that you are taking note, because I feel as though I've been slapped on the wrist. But I'm going to fit up and look sharp and be much more conscious of how I start the day when it comes to that area of breakfast. So, Vanessa, when did you become conscious of the nutritional side of life, so to speak, and when did you decide to make a radical shift?
Okay, so at that point in my life, I was living in Manchester. The year is about 2012. My children are teenagers at the top end of their education, so thinking about moving on. And as a mother, I'm kind of doing my own thing because the children are getting up, they're going to school, they've got a more active social life than myself. So I start to get active, which I've always been a naturally active person. But I was involved in the netball team. I was doing salsa dancing, so basically dancing maybe 3-4 times a week. And I was riding a bicycle. I wasn't like entering the Tour de France or anything on my bicycle, but I like to cycle, and Manchester is a great city for cycling. So so I was trying to get into it. But unfortunately, going back to being a mother, when the children were coming home, everybody wanted to eat different things, so I would cave in and get a takeaway. Or at my lunch break, I was eating meal deals, which always included the sugary orange juice. I never drank water, and I just thought, well, I do a lot of exercise, there isn't a problem. But actually, I was trying to train my way out of a bad diet, and you can't do that.
Can't do that. Did you hear that? Because I did. You cannot train your way out of a bad diet. Now, if there's one thing that's kind of like really running home to me right now, with diet, because I mean, you can have everything, but if you haven't got a good diet, good lifestyle when it comes to your diet, then what have you truly got at the end of the day? I was in a situation where I needed help, and I had to go out and do a lot of research to help myself. And if you looked at my physical side around, I'd say about 6 months ago, I was around 3 stones more heavier than I am today. What I decided to do was make a radical shift. I started to just wake up and spend time on working on my body, going jogging, going to the gym and doing certain things, which then made me kind of like look at my intake. And I'm much more conscious now of what I'm eating and things, and I feel so much better for how I've made that shift as well. And I've not arrived. There's much more that I need to be doing, and I have to discipline myself in order to make those shifts and then create those good habits so that I can then have those new habits be scripted inside my subconscious mind, then take on its own form, so to speak, so it can work on autopilot. So I know that having that discipline is so crucial, as much as we can be around certain information. And that's what I love about what Vanessa's sharing with us at the moment, the importance of really like getting your grip on diet. So I'm humbling myself right now, and I'm making sure that I'm not just listening, but I'm going to run with the information. So please run with this information that's being distributed from the mouth of Vanessa Augustus, everybody. We're talking big brand Vanessa Augustus. Oh my gosh, she is here right now. So yeah, Vanessa, how can we get some more information from you, like with your products and things? Have you got any like packages and other things that people can get their hands on straight away with that can...
Well, this this is
growing.
This is where I'm blessed, because obviously connecting with yourself, Kevin, you've helped me. And the first product that they can definitely get hold of is 3 Steps to Boost Your Health Resolutions. I'm really excited about that. There's some great tips in there for you. And also, you can start tuning into my morning messages, which I will be touching on well-being, nutrition, a little bit of inspiration and motivation, which is up my street. So, yeah.
Listen, whenever Vanessa Augustus opens her mouth and decides to share information, you better be ready, because this information is going to radically change your life. So get your hands on her downloads, morning messages. Get your hands on her content. Have that content playing on your iPods. Have that content playing inside of your car. Have that content playing on YouTube. She is reachable through the realms of social media, and she's so down to earth. Drop her a line, just drop her in comment sections, communicate with her, she will respond back to you. Arrange to link, I'm sure she'll, you know, find some ground where she can exchange with yourself, and who knows where it can lead to. I mean, it's not every day you can meet a authority figure in a niche when it comes to health and well-being and exchange, because a lot of the time, especially nowadays, people can put this off on a pedestal, and it's like, you know, I'm sorry, but you're gonna have to go through this agent and that agent, and you're gonna have to book an appointment and spend thousands of dollars, pounds, you know, to spend 15 minutes or to consult with a particular expert in the field. The beautiful thing about Vanessa is she is really humble, down to earth, and she will get back to you if you need to reach out to her. So would it be okay for me, Vanessa, to like leave your contact details and things inside of this interview in the description box so that people can reach out to you? Is that all right? Cool. So we're going to move in to the interquest, and I so love this part of the show because I'm going to ask 7 powerful questions and we're going to dive straight into it. So question number 1, Vanessa, what do you like about your business, and how would you change what you don't like?
Okay, so not what I like, but what I love. I love meeting new people, Kevin. That is like a genuine thing. I am a natural people person. I always have been. I mean, we've had a really good chat this afternoon about school memories, and I'm sure, you know, you can remember me being that social butterfly. You know, so I love meeting new people, and I love sitting down with somebody and just connecting with them and finding out what is it that they're actually trying to achieve, what is the journey that they're trying to set themselves on, and have I got a place on that journey? Can I hold their hand? How can I help them to reach their goals? So that's something that I absolutely love.
Beautiful.
Now, what is it that I would want to change? I think the changes are really about myself, Kevin. You know, I've got a lot to learn. I'm still growing within myself. So the changes I would say are about me. How can I make myself a better person so that I'm able to serve people at my highest potential? How am I going to offer that value to people? And the only way that I can really find out about that is by looking within and learning and making those changes within myself.
I thoroughly enjoyed that. Question 2, which book are you currently reading, if any?
Right, I was so excited when I saw this question. Okay, so not meaning to brag, but I am actually reading, can you guess?
No.
Okay. I'm reading Think and Grow Rich.
Oh my gosh, I was sweet. I didn't know I was going to say that.
But the exciting thing is, Kevin, I'm reading it for the third time.
You know what? My body's tingling.
This is the third time I'm reading this book. And do you know what? it's almost as though, I will admit, the first time, yeah. I think it went over my head. I thought that I understood it. I was like, yeah, I get it. The second time, I don't even know if I was in the room when I was holding the book. This time, it's making such a difference. The highlighter pen's there. The notes are there. Even this morning's chapter was on auto-suggestion.
Oh,
and the author, Napoleon Hill, the great man himself, actually instructed that I go back and read chapter 2 again. And I just thought, this is awesome.
My body is tingling as Vanessa Augustus is sharing. And I am just like, so what can I say? You know, that book is just serious to the point where I'm now sitting in the science of certain things at the moment, because I would not have known that Vanessa's reading that book. And it's a book that I've been reading constantly, playing to myself, audio version, time and time and time again. A quitter never wins, a winner never quits. I, Kevin Clark, am the highest paid internet marketer in the world. Therefore, I give high valuable services and render to the fullest capacity of a public speaker. Now, that's not for divine providence or for more riches, but for more wisdom to use wisely the riches I received at birth in the form of the power to control and direct my mind to whatever ends I desire, my definite chief aim. I have to move on to the next question because this is just too much.
Can I just add to that, though, because I have a main book that I read in the morning, which at the moment it's Think and Grow Rich, but then I have another book that I like to tap into, which is How Is That Working? By Robert Hollis with Max J. Miller. Yeah. And it's so interesting that actually Robert Hollis, he's a success coach to 44 millionaires, and this book actually references back to Think and Grow Rich. So it's amazing to be reading both books at the same time.
I will be reading that book. I'm going to go and buy that book. So, How Is That Working? Freedom, Rat Race, a roadmap from rat race to freedom. Robert Hollis, success coach to 44 millionaires with Matt J. Miller, author. How do you know that? Oh my gosh, I just love these kind of moments, I tell you. I love it when you just inside of that lane and you're just going that direction that you want to go to with amazing people. That's what this is all about, connecting with amazing people. I couldn't ask for anything much more better than being in the moment right now, living the dream. I'm sitting down with Vanessa Augustus, everyone. Like, I don't care what that means to everybody else, but to me, that's huge, because this is it. This is the moment. Life is lived looking forward, but understood looking back. This is it. Today's a gift, that's why we call it the present. Do you realise how fortunate we are to be here right now on this platform sharing? Oh, it's just a beautiful thing. My body's tingling as we conversate. Amazing. Let's move to the next question. This has got to be one of the best interviews ever. Vanessa Augustus, tell me about a problem you were tasked with solving in your business, and how did you fix it, or how do you fix these problems?
Now, this question, Mr. Kevin Clark, what can I say? I read this question, and like the obvious things came to mind. I need people to know what I'm doing. I need help with my marketing. But you know what? I thought the problem is you, Miss Vanessa Augustus. And I actually said that to my partner, Mark. I said, I'm going to put it out there. The main problem is me. And it goes back to what I was saying in question one. I need to look into myself every day, Kevin. I need to get my focus. You know, I love the branding for your business. Focus, you know, I need to get my focus. I need to develop and sustain my daily habits. I need to actually continue to reflect on what's working and what's not working. And I need to actually have belief and confidence in myself that I am making a difference. And actually, you know, if I don't carry on doing what I'm doing, then there's going to be somebody out there that I'm not going to be able to help. I'm not going to be able to reach. So the problem is me, and the needing to be fixed is me, which I work on every single day.
This lady is ministering to me right now, and I find it very striking how there's plenty of successful people out there which has this outlook. And I think it's got something to do with the capacity to want to give more. That's what I believe it's connected to. And how humbling is that? I mean, I'm sitting here with, I've got to pinch myself sometimes. I'm sitting here with Vanessa Augustus, right? Just pinch myself twice. And she's humbled herself and she's come to that place of saying, sometimes you can be pointing your finger out, but there's three fingers pointing back to you. Know thyself. Beautiful. Let's move on swiftly. Number four. What's the one thing you've accomplished, Vanessa Augustus, in your career that you're most proud of?
Okay, so this is actually taking me back. This question took me back to working in the public sector. I absolutely loved working in the public sector. And one of the roles that I held was in commissioning. And I was actually responsible for helping, like, directors of children's services make decisions on how they were going to spend money. And oh my goodness, the fact that I actually knew that I made a difference, Kevin. Don't get me wrong, working with on an individual levels with people that I'm working with in the community coaching, I can see that I'm making a difference to them. But to know that you've actually reached out and, you know, the decisions that you've made have helped thousands of people, it was amazing.
Beautiful, thank you. Number five. What do you do to chill out and relax, Vanessa?
Okay, so exercising is one way that I relax. I exercise on my own, I exercise in groups, and I do find it a great way of relaxing. If I haven't exercised, I'm actually quite a grumpy person. I need to move. I love reading. I actually taught myself to read when I was, I think I was about four, and I taught myself to read. I actually always spent a lot of time in the libraries, and I was, back in those days, you could go to school before your age if you could, you know, if you were skilled in certain things. So I went to school early because I taught myself to read. So reading is definitely my way of relaxing. And of course, socialising. I love socialising. I love spending time with people. My family are very important to me, so spending time with my family is a great way for me to relax.
The social butterfly is still fluttering her wings, everybody. And if you cannot read, start reading. Learn to read. If you cannot read, learn to read. Don't wait for anyone to approve you. Just go and do it. Do it at your own pace. Start from right where you are. Start with one letter, two letter words, three letter words. Keep on going over certain words and you'll find that there'll be a compound interest in your ability to fluently speak. And that's in any language as well. Any kind of word. You are the wordsmith. As we move swiftly. What does Vanessa Augustus do for fun? That I want to know.
Well, Kevin, I'm at a time of my life now where I suppose the word fun is meaning different things. If you'd have asked me this question 20 years ago, you would have got a completely different answer. But my idea of fun's different. And I've actually thought it's actually hosting my fit camp. I love it.
Look at that.
I love it. Because it's not work to me. I'm hanging out with friends and we're helping each other, we're motivating each other, and we're getting healthy and fit in the process. So that is my idea of a good night out.
And if that isn't an idea of a good night out, I don't know what is. Beautiful, thank you. And as we wrap up with the number of completion, which is seven, who inspires Vanessa in her life? Let's find out, shall we?
Okay, now, I don't know if I was allowed more than one person.
You definitely are.
Oh, excellent.
If this is Vanessa Augustus, I mean, it's got to be allowed, for crying out loud. If it's got to be that way, then so be it.
Thank you, Kevin. So, the number one person that I've put from a female energy perspective is Gloria Mayfield Banks. I absolutely adore this woman. I have actually tweeted her to let her know that I am her UK-based fan. Love her. She's such a big thinker. And she's an African-American lady, and she's such an inspiration to me in terms of business, leadership, style, everything. Magnificent woman. And then Actually, I'm going to put down here, Mark Hughes has been a massive inspiration. Listening to Mark Hughes' story and thinking about how I can actually help to take his message out into the world has been fantastic. And also Jim Rowan. I mean, I've got to have Jim Rowan there, because listening to Jim Rowan's audios, and now I've started to read his books, I may add, he has literally changed my life. So I think maybe I've done it in the wrong order. It would have been in the order of Jim Rowan, Mark Hughes, and then Gloria. But yeah.
Gloria Mayfield Banks, if you're listening, then I think that it'll be really great for you and Vanessa Augusta to connect, you know, because I'm sure you'll have a whale of a time.
That would absolutely be a dream come true. You know, I don't have a pop idol on my poster wall. It would probably be Gloria if I could get her on the wall.
God, the creator of the universe, we've put it out there in the universe, and we'll just let that take care of itself. Can't wait to see the manifestation of this, because two are gathered in agreement on that. So if we touch and agree on that, and we will see that come to pass, don't know how, but I'm in agreement right there. Can't wait. I'll be like that. I'm Kevin. I'm just like kind of like with Vanessa at the moment, and we were just speaking about you two meeting. But anyway, yeah, awesome. So look at that. You know what, right? My body's still tingling. Remember I was telling you my body was tingling earlier? Well, it still is tingling, because I know that something great has just happened. I can't put my finger on it, but I know that a lot of things have been birthed throughout this moment of us connecting, and there will surely be manifestation of great things. And it's just so good to know that you listeners out there have been a part of this brilliant beginning. Let's see what happens. Be the change you want to see. For things to change, you have to change. You are created for greatness. It's not by happenstance that we're all here at this moment in time listening to this information. So I just want to say a massive thank you for you tuning in and listening to this. And also to you, Vanessa Augustus, for, I mean, who would have known, you know, after all these years, you would have been doing what you're doing right now. I would have been sitting down doing what I'm doing right now. We would have been inside this interview. I've had the privilege to know you. Likewise, vice versa, you know. And here we are. And let's just continue to set people free and to be the change you want to see. It's a privilege and honour to be sitting down and serving you, Vanessa Augustus.
Thank you so much, Kevin. And I wish you all the best with your work. And I'm actually excited about working with you as well. That is... It made my day when we had the conversation last week on the telephone. It set me up for the whole day. So you are a powerful force in the world as well.
I swear, you know, when you speak to this woman, thank you for that, by the way. When you speak to this lady, what happens is she looks into your soul, right? And then she speaks, and then you can feel life transfer from her into your core being. It's a beautiful experience, man. You need to just start... get connected to this woman, for crying out loud. That is it. We've come to the end of the interview. Listeners, just stay focused. Yeah, that's it from me, Kevin Clark, believing in you.
If you have any questions, no problem. Give us a call or send us a text message.
UK 07399 809 738.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or send us an email.
info@kevinclarkfocus.com